right, we're starting here on the bottom of Samach Bet, Amud Bet, by the two dots. Yitzmar, so here we have a statement by Rav Nachman, which is going to be challenged by the Gemara on a number of fronts. Haveli Giti, she says to the Shliach, please bring me back the get, which means that she has made him a Shliach L'kolacha, which is that he's going to transport the get back to her. V'ishtechamra, the Shliach comes to the husband and says, your wife told me, hitkabel li giti, to accept the get on her behalf. So he is saying something that he was not instructed to do. He was instructed simply to bring the get back to the woman. He's saying, I was told that I'm a shliach le kabbalah. Vu amar, and the husband says, heilach kemash amra, do whatever she says. That means that he is buying in, supposedly, to what the shliach said, and making him into a shliach le kabbalah. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, Amar Rav, afilu higia get liyada enemi gureshet. Even if the get goes back to her and she receives the get, she is not divorced. Shmamina. From this you would conclude, adibra didei kosamich, that he is relying on the word of the shliach. This is a machloket in other places. That's why the Gemara is bringing it up. When we have such a situation, is he relying on the word of the shliach or is he relying on the word of the woman? From here, it makes it clear that he's relying on the word of the shliach, and that's why there's a complete failure over here. The woman said to the shliach to be a shliach to holacha. He says, I'm a shliach le kabbalah. So when the husband hands it over, the husband agrees with that and says, fine, you are a shliach to kabbalah. So the problem is that a husband cannot make someone into a shliach to kabbalah. He doesn't have the right to do that, because he can only make the shliach into a shliach to holacha, not into a shliach to kabbalah. On the other hand, he thinks the shliach is a shliach to kabbalah because that's what the shliach told him. And so now you have nothing, because the husband didn't make him into a shliach to holacha. The woman never made him into a shliach to kabbalah, which is what the husband think he did. And now the shliach walks off with a get that was never granted him that he has a shliach. He wasn't empowered to take the get by the husband. So now you have nothing. He said, heilach. He said, take it like she said. But we're assuming that he buys into that the shliach is telling him exactly what the woman told him. That's what the Gemara concludes, that he relies on the shliach, and his reliance on the shliach is what causes the failure over here. Because he relied on the shliach and made it a shliach to kabbalah, which he can't do, and so now he never appointed the shliach holacha, we're stuck. The get is moving with someone who doesn't have the rights that he needs or empowered to do what he needs to do. The Gemara gives you the alternative, which is, di'i adribura didia kosamich. Because if we figure that he just relies on her, which is what you're suggesting, at least in that way, when it reaches her hand, she should be nitgaresh. Because she said, I want a holacha. He says, do whatever she said. So then he can make the shliach into a holacha, or he can accept the fact that the shliach is a holacha for her. If he follows her statement, then the get should be a good get, at least when it reaches her. So what they're proving from here is that the Baal's reliance is on this statement of the shliach and not on the original statement of the woman. That's what the Gemara is trying to clarify. We have a question. When a situation like this arises and the agent does not articulate clearly or anything along the lines of what the sender said, when the person who engages with the agent, who are they relying on? Are they relying on the agent or are they relying on the original party? What the Gemara wants to prove from here is that you're clearly relying on the agent. And because of that, the husband's misunderstanding causes a huge problem here where there's no get. Because you can't have a get that walks by itself. Because there's a requirement in the Torah that the get go directly from the husband to the woman. Now they can use agents in between them, but it must go in that manner. In this way, the get was handed to a third party. That means the husband handed the get to a third party, thinking that it was a get right then. And he gave it to the woman. He didn't. Now the shliach walks with the get and hands it to the woman. That means it went into someone else's possession in the interim. It's not a direct get from the husband to the woman. And that's a failure. Amar Rav Ashi, Hachi Ashto. How can you compare the cases? Bishlama itmar ipcha. If he said just the opposite, then we would have conclusive evidence as to whether reliance on the shliach or reliance on the original word of the woman is what's determinant. But in the case that we have, you can't prove anything. Because here's the opposite case. She says, please accept the get on my behalf. He, the shliach, goes along and says, V'ishtecha amra, haveli giti. The woman said, bring me the get, which means that I'm a shliach l'holacha. V'hu amar, heilach, kemashe amra. And the husband says, do whatever she said. V'amar Rav Nachman, amar Rav Ravu, amar Rav. If they, in this case, said, kevin shigia the get liyado migureshet, once the get reaches the hand of the shliach, the divorce happens immediately. Alma, then you would conclude, adibura dida hukasamich, that he is relying on her word, because the shliach is acting like she determined. I mean, the agent is an agent, the Kabbalah, doesn't matter what he said in between, he's an agent, the Kabbalah, the husband said, do what she said, and now we have a get right away. Then you could be determinant that this case proves that we are somech adibura dida. Inami, if they answered liyada, that it only becomes a get when she receives it, then adibura dide kasamech. Then you know the husband is relying on the shliach to do whatever it is. And he appointed the shliach to be, in essence, a shliach le holacha, which is fine because the baal is empowered to do such a thing. Elo, hocha, in our case, where it says, mishum de akre shliach le shlichute le gamrehu. The failure over here is not in the fact that the husband is either relying on the word of the shliach or relying on the word of the woman. The failure here is that the agent abrogated his agency. Damar shliach the Kabbalah, havina. He says, I'm willing to be a shliach the Kabbalah, leholacha, lo havina. I'm unwilling to be a shliach leholacha. The question is, how much effort is this agent and responsibility is he willing to undertake here? Because in the case where he's a shliach the holacha, that means he's responsible for the get from the time he gets it until the woman herself receives it. If he's a shliach the Kabbalah, the get goes effective immediately. And then even if the get never gets to the woman, the get is a good get and it's done. So his responsibility is diminished significantly because he only has to receive the get. So when the shliach shows up to the husband and says, in this case before what Rav Nachman said, which is the woman told him, you're a shliach the holacha, I want you to bring the get back. The shliach says to the husband, I'm ready to accept the get. That means, as Rashi says over here, that shliach gufe, la b'torad achi kable, delon nechale b'tircha de holacha, v'akre l'shkula kadeh. He says, I don't want to be responsible to take it all the way back to the woman. I'm willing to be here as an agent to accept it and be done now. To take it all the way back, not my interest. But that means that he's now abrogated the shlichut, because the woman did not empower him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. She only empowered him to be a shliach l'holacha. He says, no go. I don't want that responsibility. I'm willing to be a shliach l'kabbalah. Well, shliach l'kabbalah, the woman never appointed him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, and the husband cannot make him into an agent for Kabbalah. And that's what the failure is over here, is that he has no agency anymore. He's an independent party. The divorce fails because it passed through an independent party, and he was not an agent for either of the two. He was an agent for the husband. He was an agent for the woman. So the husband gave a get to the agent, and the agent gives a get to the woman. That doesn't work. That's not a get that's going from the husband to the woman. So what Rav Ashi says over here is you cannot prove anything from Rav Nachman's statement. Rav Nachman's statement is unique because in that case, the agency was completely abrogated. Whereas if the opposite case had happened, and that's the two examples that we brought over here, then we would have known what the halacha is. Because in the opposite case, the way Rashi says it is that she empowered him to be a shliach l'kabbalah. And then he says, you know what? I'll be a shliach l'holacha, which is, I'll do the whole thing. I'm willing to take over more. I'm taking more responsibility. I'm willing to do that. So when he upgrades that responsibility by himself, that agency is a full-fledged agency that remains intact. He's doing more than she asked him for. Or the way that other Rishonim say it is that he downgraded his agency. She empowered him to be a shliach l'kabbalah, which is a higher form of agency. And then he says, I'll be a shliach l'holacha, downgrades his empowerment from the woman. So because of that, his agency stays intact. And then you can ask the question, when did the get go effective? Did it go effective when he received it? That means that the husband's relying on the woman's word, which is that you're shliach l'kabbalah. Or if it only goes effective when it gets back to the woman, then he's relying on the shliach, who said, I'm a shliach l'holacha. And we could have proven either side based on that case. The way Rashi says it, he might have abrogated the shlichut of the woman, but the husband can create a shliach l'holacha, and that's what he thinks he's doing. And he has a right to create a shliach l'holacha. Depends which way you say the halacha is. If the halacha is that the get is effective only when it reaches the woman, then he became a shliach l'holacha, either for the man or the woman. It doesn't matter, but the husband has a right to create such a shlichut. On the other hand, if the get goes effective immediately, then we say the woman's shlichut is still intact. And what you have to say is to halacha is added responsibility, not diminishing responsibility. And therefore he's a shliach plus then. He didn't do anything to ruin his original shlichut. He only enhanced the shlichut that he was given. Then you come up with a solution that will tell you whether we rely on the shliach or we rely on the woman. In our case, you can't do that because the failure of the agency means the reason the get fails has nothing to do with who you're relying on. It's simply that the shliach is no longer a shliach. But Tosfos points out is that there is a case below Ipcha. He says, Avi Matzi Lemeimar, Bishlama. He says that if Nachman's psak had been different over here, we could also have come to a conclusion, which is, if he said that when the get reaches the hand of the woman, she is migureshet, then Shvamina Dibura Didaka Samech. Then we would say that he relies on her Dibur, and you would say there is no abrogation of the Shlichut, because it's a Shliach Laho Lacha, then.
That's when he says whatever she, it was what she said, not
exactly.
What he,
so if he relied on her, then the agency remained intact because he got what she wanted, which was the shliach l'holacha, and the agency remains intact because of that. He says, therefore, you could have gotten an answer if Rav Nachman had just given the opposite psak. So that's why didn't they bring that as the example? So Tosafot just says very simply, in our case here, no matter which psak he gave, you would have gotten a conclusion. In what we said over here, only one of the two answers would have given you a conclusion, not both answers. So therefore, the Gemara went with the two answers, where you could get both sides of the picture, either her, or is it the agent, and therefore he preferred giving you the opposite case than the original case with a different psak. The other Rishonim that point out that in truth, Rav Ashi believes that in that case, the agency is abrogated. So even if he had said that it becomes l'alocha, it would have been a good get when it reached her, that's just not true. It's just not possible under Rav Ashi's assumptions, because Rav Ashi believes that the agency in that case is abrogated, and therefore Rav Nachman would never come up with a psak like that. It's just an impossible psak, because there is no agency anymore. Once there's no agency, there's no reason to believe that he's relying on her, relying on him. None of that matters anymore. As soon as the shliach says, I'm Kabbalah, not Halacha, he's basically said, I don't want to do what she said me to do. If that's the case, he's no longer an agent, can't get to Halacha in that case, that would say that's a good get. So because of that, Tosfot says that the Gemara went with this Ipcha case, the flipped case where it's clear, no matter which outcome you come to, you will have a conclusion, whether you're relying on the agent or you're relying on the woman. So now, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Tashma, Homer, Hitkabel Getzel Ishti, accept this get on behalf of my wife, O Holeik Getzel Ishti, or take this get to my wife, Ratza Lachzor, Yachzor. Similar to our Mishnah, this is the first lines in our Mishnah, which is a case where she says to the agent, accept this get on my wife's behalf, or take this get to my wife. If he wants to back out, he's allowed to back out. Taimo deratza. That's only because he wants to back out. Halarutza. If he didn't want to back out, have he get. It's a good get. Vamai. Habau. Lav bar shav yishliach the kabbalahu. How does he create a shliach the kabbalah here? If he's not empowered to create a shliach lekabbalah, the only thing the husband can do is create an agent to carry the get on his behalf to get to the woman. Over here he says, "Hitkabel get zeli ishti, accept this get on behalf of my wife." He can't empower an agent to accept on behalf of his wife. He can only empower the agent to carry it. So we understand why he can back out of the get, because the get's not a get until it reaches her. But when he says to the agent, "Take the get on behalf of my wife," what did he do? Why is there any agency over here? Ella. Amrina, Kevin Shanatana enough the Gersha. What do we assume? We assume, like you were suggesting before, that when he wants to get divorced, Meima Amar, Tigaresh, Kohechi de Megarsha. Just get divorced. Whatever the vehicle for getting divorced now, that's what I want to happen. Alright, I said the wrong language, just fix the language. Fix it so that I'm divorced. Whatever the method is, it works. And that's what the Mishnah seems to be saying. Mishnah says, Hitzkabel Giti. Even if he says the wrong language, we just assume he wants to get divorced, and therefore he must have appointed the agent to be an agent of Halacha. Hachanami. So say the same thing in our case, against what Rav Ashi says. Kevin Shanatan Inav the Garsha. Meima Amar Tigaresh Kohechi de Migarsha. So in our case, say the same thing. That he decided he wants to get divorced. And if he wants to get divorced, according to Rav Nachman, he said before, the get's not a good get. Why not? Just let's say that all he is in mind to do is get divorced. He said, hey lach, do whatever she said, and it turns out that she had said, shliach l'holacha, and the shliach said, it's my shliach l'kabbalah. Don't worry about that. Just figure out the way that it works and get him divorced. So why are you making this statement here that the get is a completely pasul get, and there's nothing going on here? Let's just assume the husband wants to get divorced. And when he says heilach, he's basically saying, get me divorced. So that means that if she made the shliach into a shliach, the holacha, that the husband agrees with that, and that, let's get him divorced. I says, hachiashta, how can you compare the cases? Hata madam yodea shein shlichut lekabala. Everybody knows that he can't create an agent for the woman. He can't create an agent to say, you accept this for the woman, because he's not empowered to do that. So he knows that. So when he says that language, we reinterpret it to mean, v'gamar v'natan l'shem halacha. That means that when he gives it to her and he says, accept this get for my wife, he doesn't literally mean accept it for my wife, because he knows that it doesn't work. So in essence, he created a shliach l'holacha. And that's what he meant when he said, itkabel get l'ishti. Hacha toi. In our case over here, it's a mistake. The whole premise of his statement is based on something where he was misled. He was given the wrong information. Based on the information he had, he thought he was able to grant the get to this individual, and he was a shliach to Kabbalah. That's what the shliach said he was. The agent said, I'm a shliach to Kabbalah. In the case of the Mishnah, the husband knows that he can't create such an agency. So when he says something like that, we reinterpret his words, or he meant by his words, just take this to my wife. And so then we say, he's divorced no matter what. On the other hand, in our case, where the husband is relying on the word of the shliach, seemingly, and the shliach told him, I'm good for Kabbalah, and the husband says, you be a shliach to Kabbalah, he really means you be a shliach to Kabbalah, because that's what the wife instructed the shliach to be, according to the shliach. When it turns out that that wasn't the case, the husband, when he said, accept it for my wife, he really meant accept it for my wife, not become a shliach to halacha. Don't reinterpret his words. He was relying on something that he could have done based on the words of the shliach. And there you can't do what we did in our Mishnah. So Gemara says those are not comparable cases. Rashi over here notes that this question is really only on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman in the beginning, the way that we assumed in Rav Nachman is that a dibro didei kasamich, that he relies on the shliach's word. And based on relying on the shliach's word, why don't we say over here that the husband wants to get divorced no matter what? The Gemara's answer is that's a mistake. There was a mistaken assumption in the husband's giving the get, and you can't then reinterpret his words, because he really intended it to be a shliach to Kabbalah. He says, but according to Ravashi, you don't need any of this. Ravashi can just say, there's no shliach here. Agency abrogated, no shliach to talk about. Ravashi says that Ravashi's answer to this question is very simple. Ravashi would just say, I told you before, there's no shliach here, and that's why it's different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, the shliach is a shliach. In this case, the shliach is not a shliach. Whereas in the case of the Havamina, where we said the shliach is a good shliach, but seems to fail because he's relying on the shliach's word, then what's the difference between that and the Mishnah? The answer is, the Mishnah is a case where he knows that he's making a mistake. That case, he doesn't know about the mistake, and he's relying on the word of the shliach. And that's the difference between the cases. Amar Rava, Tashma, Tana, Shamra, Itkabel, Li, Giti. If Tana says to an agent, accept a get on my behalf. Eino get. Ad sheyagia get liyadah. Not a get until it reaches her hand. Kimata gita liyadah, miyamigarsha. But when it does reach her hand, she is divorced. Vamai. Why does that work? Vahalav shliach daholacha shavyo. The husband never made the agent into an agent to carry the get to his wife, because ektana is unable to create agency. By being the mere fact that she's a minor, she can't instruct anyone else to do anything, or empower, or give a power of attorney to anyone else. So when she says to the shliach, accept the get on my behalf, it's nothing. So then when the shliach goes and brings it, that's why she's divorced when she comes back to him. Again, why? If the husband didn't empower this agent to take the get to this tana, then there's no divorce over here. It was carried through a third party who had no agency from either side. Why do we say it works? El Arinan, Kevin Shanatana Inav the Garsha, Meimar Amar Tigareish Kohechi de Megarsha. What do? We say, like what we said before, which is, he wants to get divorced. Figure out how it works. How does it work? He's a Shliach Olacha. So we'll assume it's a Shliach Olacha, and therefore it works. So, Achinami, why don't you say the same thing in our case? Kevin Shanatana Inav the Garsha, Meimar Amar Tigareish Kohechi de Megarsha. So to over here in our case, say the same thing by Rav Nachman's case. Just say, he wants to get divorced. Doesn't work when he's a shliach to Kabbalah, then he's a shliach to halacha. Just get the divorce done. That's basically what the husband wants, and therefore we should empower the agent to do whatever he needs to do in order to get the divorce done. Hachi Ashto, again, the cases are not comparable. Hota madam yodea shein shlichut de katan. Everybody knows that a katan cannot create agency. V'gamar v'natana l'shum halacha didei. The husband knows that the agent is not the agent of the wife, because the wife is not a party that can create agency. So he knows for sure that it's not a shliach le kabbalah. If that's the case, he goes around and turns around and makes him into a shliach l'holacha, because he knows otherwise the get won't be a good get. Hocha, in our case of Rav Nachman, toi, he was misled. And when he's misled, he really believes that the shliach is a shliach le kabbalah, and that's not what the shliach is. And there's a failure here because there's no kabbalah, because the woman never empowered the agent to be a kabbalah. There's no halacha, because the husband never empowered him to be a halacha. Again, it goes to a third party who has no connection to either side. And because of that, there's a failure in the get, according to Rav Nachman. All right, Tashma, let's try another case. Haveli giti, the woman says, bring me my get. Vishtichamra, the shliach says, hitkabeli giti. It's the same case, says Rav Nachman. Hitkabeli giti, or the opposite way around. He says that she says, accept the get on my behalf. And the shliach instead says, Vishtichamra, haveli giti. And he says that the woman said, I'm a shliach to'olacha. V'u'amar. And the husband says, Haleich, v'teina, tzcheila, v'itkabela. How many cases here are not clear? It's either two cases or three cases over here. It's either that he said, Haleich, that's one possibility. V'teina is another case. And then Zchela Vitkabela is a third possibility. Or it's possible that there are two cases here. Haleich Vitainla, go ahead and take it to her. Zchela Vitkabela, accept it on her behalf. Either way, what we have is there are two forms of statement here. One in which he is telling him to become a Shliach LeHolacha. In one case, he is telling him to be a Shliach LeKabela. All right, so now the Breita here never clarified what the case is. It tells you what the woman said and what the shliach said. It tells you what the husband said. It doesn't tell you which connects to which. In which case did the husband say something, or what is his response to what happened here? So now the Gemara says, Ratza lachzor yachzor. The Braita says, if he wants to back out of it, he can back out of it. Mishigia leget yada migureshet. But when the get reaches her hand, then she is divorced. My love, what is the situation here? Let us assume Kabbalah a Kabbalah. Holacha, a holacha, that they matched up. When the husband said to be a holacha, he was matching up with the statement of the shliach. The shliach said, I'm a shliach to holacha. The husband says, go ahead and take it. The case where the shliach says, I'm a kabbalah. The husband says, go ahead and be a shliach le kabbalah. Now, that is the case that Rav Nachman spoke about. The case that Rav Nachman spoke about is a case where the woman says, you're a shliach to holacha. The agent comes along and says, I'm a shliach l'kabbalah. The husband says, hey, look, take it, do as she said. And Rav Nachman says it fails completely. The breita that we just brought over here, if you align them, and she said, holacha, the shliach said, kabbalah. He says, hitkabel, go ahead, accept it from her. The breita says, when it gets back to her hand, it's a good get. That's against Rav Nachman. That seems to be directly against Rav Nachman's conclusion. Gemara says, lo, who says you have to set it up this way? Kabbalah, a holacha. The holacha, a kabbalah. That it's the other way around. Meaning that whatever the agent said, we don't accept. Right? And he basically is aligning with the woman's statement. That means when she says, hevi li gita, and the agent said, hitkabel li giti, he says, holeich v'teinla. And therefore his language aligns with what she intended. They basically, they're ignoring what the shliach said, and in the end aligns with what the woman says. If that's the case, wait a minute, if he's aligning with her statement, then she appointed a shliach to Kabbalah. He agreed that it's a shliach to Kabbalah. She should be divorced immediately. Why does the bride to say that divorce only goes effective when it reaches back to her hand? It must be that the husband is relying on the shliach. And even though he says over here, hitkabel la, zcheila, he says language that implies that he's agreeing with the wife's statement. Nevertheless, he still relies on the shliach. And that means that he knows he has to make the shliach into a shliach l'holacha. And that's what happens. He makes it into a shliach l'holacha. But at least, forgetting about Rav Nachman, maybe we can't prove anything about Rav Nachman now. Because the breita could be read in one of two ways. Either holacha on top of holacha, kabbalah on top of kabbalah, or reverse. You chose to read it in the reverse. Now that you read it in the verse, if that is the way that you're going to read it, then you should have the get become effective immediately. by the fact that you say it does not become effective immediately shows me that the husband relies on the word of the shliach. Because otherwise, the wife said Kabbalah, he said Kabbalah, then it should be effective immediately. The fact that we don't say that shows you that when the husband says Kabbalah, he's not really connecting with the wife. He's thinking that the shliach's right, that he's a holacha. When even though he said he'd Kabbalah, he didn't really mean it. He meant, do whatever you're supposed to do, be a shliach la holacha. Hachi ashta. Again, the Gemara says the cases are not parallel. Hotam kamarle heilech kamash amra. Over there, he in the end agrees and says, do whatever she said. Hocha mi kamarle heilech kamash amra. Here, he never uses the term heilech. I mean, that the difference is in the language that he used. The language that he used in Rav Nachman's case is heilech kamash amra, which means that he is buying into somebody's word over here. That means that he is, in the end, saying, just do whatever you're supposed to be doing. Now, we don't know whether that means do like the wife or do like the shliach. And from that, we wanted to prove whether it's reliance on the shliach or it's reliance on the woman's statement. Over here, he says holech, or he says hitkabel. He gives specific instructions about what the shliach should do. He does not say, do what you're supposed to do. He doesn't make a statement like that. So that's very different. In the case where he says heilach, that means that he's buying into whatever the either shliach said or the wife said. We don't know which one, and we're trying to prove which one it is. Over here, where he uses the term holech, he's not buying into either one that he said. He's giving a specific instruction to the agent to take it. And that's why he becomes the shliach l'holacha, because he says, take it. When he says take it, that's what he means, take it. He made an agent for holacha. And if he made an agent for holacha, the get's not effective till it reaches the woman. And that's the key difference. The language that he used makes a difference here. His language says, I'm basically overriding everything, and I'm making you into a shliach l'holacha. Your shliach l'holacha doesn't go effective till it reaches the woman. And that's why the psak of the bright is, it's not a get till it reaches the woman. He's kabel. How come over there? Because he knows he can't make a shliach into a shliach l'kabbalah. And when he says, he's kabel l'giti, he's not acquiescing to anything that the agent says or the wife says. He's saying, you become a shliach l'kabbalah. Oh, it can't become a shliach l'kabbalah. That's like our Mishnah. When you know you can't create a shliach l'kabbalah, it's like you made a shliach l'holacha. And that's why in both cases, he can retract the get until it reaches her. And when it reaches her, it becomes effective because he used language where he is directing the agent. It's not that he's buying into whatever the agent said or buying into what the woman said. He is doing his own thing. He's starting from scratch here and creating new agency. That's fine. And it'll just function with his agency. That's equivalent to the case of our Mishnah, where he directs the agent. Our case, or Rav Nachman's case, is the case where it says, Heilach, he never gives any specific instructions. He simply says, do as she said. In that case, now we're subject to whether it's the shliach he's listening to, is it the woman that he's listening to, we don't know. And Rav Nachman says it fails because of what Rav Ashi says is that the agent basically abrogated his agency and there's nothing going on now. Tan Rabbanan. All right, now we move on to a new case. Hitkabel li giti. She says, accept the get on my behalf to the agent. Agent, v'ishtachamar, hitkabel li giti. The agent here gets it right, says what the woman said, which is, I'm here to accept it on behalf. V'omer, holich, v'tein la, z'cheila v'itkabel la. He uses any one of these languages. Ratzalach zor, lo yachzor. If he wants to back out of it, he cannot back out of it. Rabbi Natan Omer, holech v'teinla. If he uses a language of holech v'teinla, ratzach lachzor yachzor, in that case he can back out of it. Zchela v'itkabela, ratzach lachzor, lo yachzor. Then he can't go back. Right, as far as Rabbi Natan's statement, Rabbi Natan's easy to understand here because what in essence happens is that the husband makes a decision. If he says holech v'teinla, again, whether that's one or two possible cases, when he says holech v'teinla, he's clearly saying, it doesn't really matter what you guys think, I'm making you into a shliach l'holacha. And therefore he has a right to back out of it until it reaches the woman, and the get's not a get until it reaches her. He does not accept the agent as an agent of acceptance for the woman, and he basically reinitiates an agency to say, take it to the woman. We understand that. In the case where he says zchela, or it's kabela, then Rabbi Natan basically says is that he's acquiescing to whatever the agent said. The agent said, I'm an agent for receipt. The woman appointed him to be a receipt. And he says, go ahead, accept it on her behalf. So that's it. It closes right away. And he can't back out of it because the get went effective immediately. So that's Rabbi Natan's statement. And we understand what Rabbi Natan says. The Tanakama, on the other hand, says no matter what language he uses, it's a shliach l'holacha. So that we have to understand. Okay, we have a third opinion here, Rabbi Omer. Bikulan, imratza lachzor, lo yachzor, same language as the Tanakama. Aval, If he specifically states, I do not want you to accept it on her behalf, Elo holeich v'tein la, but rather turn in an agent for me and take it, Ratzalakzor, yakzor. Then he has a right to back out of it. Gemara says, Rabbi, hainu Tanakama. Isn't Rabbi saying the same thing as the Tanakama? Tanakama says you can't back out of it. Rabbi says you can't back out of it. So then why do you need Rabbi to tell you the same thing that Tanakama said? There's really only two opinions here. There's Rabbi Natan who bifurcates the case between whether he said holeich or whether he said hitzkabel. And the Tanakama and Rabbi both say it doesn't matter what he says, it gets effective immediately. So then what is Rabbi adding in this case? Both of them agree, the Tanakama and Rabbi agree, that he can't back out of it. He's stuck. Once he gives the get over, it's done. Rabbi Natan bifurcates the case and said, one case you can back out of it, one case you can't. So then what is Rabbi doing that's different than the Tanakama? So then Gemara answers, Ibai Teima. Some say that the answer is, Iefshi Atal Yishmininan. Enoch and Ami, Rabbi and the Tanakama are saying the same thing. He's just explaining to you that there is a way to stop the agency, is when you articulate you want to stop the agency. Vibai Teima, Hakamash Malan. The other possibility is, it's teaching us, Man Tanakama. Who is the Tanakama? Rabbi. Okay, now, what happened here with the Tanakama, or what Rabbi indicates to us is, that when the agent comes and says, I'm an agent for acceptance on behalf of the woman, and the woman appointed him to do that. So far we have a clean agency, which is the woman said accept it, the agent accepts, says I'm here to accept it. The husband says, okay, take it to her, accept it for her. What the Tanakama and Rabbi say is, until he specifies otherwise, he accepts the agency for what it is. Because the agent made it clear what his position is and what his job is. And when he just says, take it, we interpret to mean, all right, whatever you're supposed to do, you do when it's done. Unless, he says, EFSHI. The only way to change the agent is to specifically abrogate the agency and say, you're no longer an agent for her, you're an agent for me. And that's how you can uproot it. Rabbi Natan says that happens by the language that you use. Rabbi Natan says, if you use language that agrees with what his job is, then he accomplishes his job. If you say, hitkabela, zecheila, then you, all three parties agree that it's a shliach de kabbalah, and we're done. On the other hand, if he says, holeichla, then he didn't accept what the agent said because he used language that doesn't work in that case. He used language of halakha, not kabbalah. That's automatic. What Rabbi Natan says is when you use that type of language, it's as if you said, no kabbalah, you're an agent of halakha now. But what Rabbi and the Tanakhama say that's not enough. If he says halakha, we take it, interpret it to mean just, all right, do what you were supposed to do. Now become a shliach halakha. If he specifies and says, you're not a kabbalah, you are halakha, then it works. So that's how the Gemara explains this machloket. All right, Ibailo, now the Gemara wants to know, Helach, the Rabbi Natan. According to Rabbi Natan, if you use the term Helach, in our Braita, the only thing that was mentioned were Holeich, Itzkabel, Tein, Zechei. Those are all languages of instruction from the husband. What happens if the husband says Helach? He just says, do it. Do whatever. Le Rabbi Natan, Kezechei Dami, Olav Kezechei Dami. For Rabbi Natan, what does that terminology mean, that halach mean? For Rabbi and the Tanakama, we already know that unless he specifies otherwise, everything goes effective immediately. That means that even if he uses holech, even if he uses tain, any language that he uses makes it effective immediately unless he states otherwise. And he takes the agent and says, you're no longer an agent of the Kabbalah, then the agent is an agent of the Kabbalah. According to Rabbi Natan, by simply saying holech, he's already flipped the agency around and it's changed it. If he agrees and says he's kabel, then it's done. If he says holech the opposite, then he's changed the agency. What happens if he takes a neutral position, which is halach? Just take it. Which one is it? Is halach the equivalent of saying he's kabel? Or is halach the equivalent of saying holech? We're not sure here. Which one is it? Tashma. That's our Mishnah. Homer, it's kabel get zelishti, holech get zelishti, but salach zor yachzor. Then he can back out of it whenever he wants. Haisha shamra. If the woman says, hitkabel li giti, ratzah lachzor, lo yachzor. In the case of the Mishnah where it says that she says, let the agent be an acceptance for me, then he can't back out of it at all. My love, what's the situation in the Mishnah? What did he say when the agent showed up and said, I'm here to accept the get on the woman's behalf? What did he respond to her? My love, what's the case of our Mishnah? It must be a case, behelach, the Rabbi Natan. It must be that he said behelach, and even Rabbi Natan would agree, meaning that Kuleyama would agree that in that case, it works. No, beholeich, be Rabbi. Now, the case there is holech, and the author of our Mishnah will be Rabbi, who says when you say holech, it doesn't help you, it doesn't change the nature of the agency. Even when you say holech, everything remains intact unless you say efshi. And so therefore, it doesn't matter what you say. Whatever you say means that you've accepted the agency. In that case, Rabbi Natan would say it doesn't work. But we can't prove anything about Rabbi Natan's position with regards to halach. Tashma, lefikach, ima marlo abal, if the Baal says efshi shitekabelo, that I don't want you to accept it for her, elo holich, v'tein la, go and give it to her, ratzal lachzor, yachzor, then he can back out of it. Taimo damar efshi, the only reason it works is because he said efshi. Halo amar efshi, if he didn't say efshi, ratzal lachzor, lo yachzor, then he can't back out of it. My love, behelach, Rabbi Natan. Again, let us suggest that the Mishnah is authored by everybody, and even Rabbi Natan would agree to this position of the Mishnah, that means that it has to be a case of halach. Because Rabbi Natan, in the case of Holech, says that the agency's flipped and it doesn't work anymore. So it must be a case of Halach. The Gemara says again, lo, but Holech for Rabbi. No, the Mishnah's authored by Rabbi and it's a case of Holech and we can't prove anything about Rabbi Natan's position. Tashma. Holech get ze lishti, says, take this get to my wife. Ratzal achzor yachzor. He can back out of it because he said, you're shliach lo lacha. Halach get ze lishti. Ratzal achzor lo yachzor. But if he says Halach get lishti, he can't back out of it anymore. Who's the author of the position that says when you say holech, then you're allowed to back out of it because you're a shliach to holacha? Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan is the one who makes a differentiation between holech and halach. And over here you see a braita making a distinction between holech and halach. And over there where holech is only holacha and says you can back out of it, that's Rabbi Natan's position. Bekamar behelach, ratzal lachzor lo yachzor. And it says, when you use the Lashon of Halach, then you can't back out of it. Shmanina, Halach, kizchei dami, shmamina. That means that the word Halach, according to Rabbi Natan, means accept it, or basically you're acquiescing to the Kabbalah, or the equivalent of saying Kit Kabbalah, or Zchei La. So even if you don't say that explicitly, by saying Halach, that's enough of an acquiescence. That's a completion of the get immediately, and Halach works for Rabbi Natan, just like Kit Kabbalah and Zchei La works. Holech will not work according to Rabbi Natan, even though it will work according to Rabbi. Now, just to note, according to what Tosafot says on the previous Amud, that even Rabbi agrees that Holech on a standalone basis is Eino Kizchei Dami, then this Braito could equally be authored by Rabbi as it is Rabbi Natan. And therefore, what you have to say here is the case is a case identical to the cases that we've been bringing until now, which is that the woman sent the Shliach to be a Shliach to Kabbalah. The Shliach told him that he was a Shliach to Kabbalah, and then the husband responded with either Holech or Halach. Because then, that would be unique to Rabbi Natan, because Rabbi Natan says Holech makes a difference in that case, where then the husband is flipping him over to being a Shliach to Holacha. Whereas according to Rabbi, he's simply acquiescing to whatever the woman had directed the Shliach to be. And that's why you could prove from that Rabbi Natan is the author of this position that differentiates between Holech and Halach. That's even reinforced by the fact that the word halach by itself would be meaningless. Halach seems to be a response to something that was said to him, rather than simply, halach, this is it, take it. That's not the way that one would instruct an agent, but rather a response to an agent who's already been appointed by someone else. For that reason, it seems to me that the Gemara here, bringing the Braita, assumes that the context of the Braita is a similar case to the cases that we've said before, where the woman's already made this shliach into a shliach to Kabbalah. There are achronim that reject this logic and just say that the fact that even if it is Rabbi who's the author of this position, through Rabbi we can see there is this distinction between Holech and Halach, and therefore we're going to apply that or impose that also on Rabbi Natan to assume that that difference exists as well. All right, Itmar, new case again. Hitkabali giti, the wife, woman says to the agent, accept the get on my behalf. And again, the agent says exactly what the woman said, except on her behalf. And he says, take it and give it to her. Amar Rabbi Ava, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Nase Shlucho, V'Shlucha. She is both his shliach and her shliach. So this is to your question. V'Choletzet. And she has to get Chalitza. L'memra. From this it concludes, D'misfekele the Rav. Rav doesn't know which way we go. I holech kizchei dami, I lach kizchei dami. Basically, do we paskin like Rabbi Natan, or do we paskin like Rabbi? Rabbi says that holech is kizchei dami, And therefore, he becomes a shliach, the kabbalah, and it goes effective immediately. Rabbi Natan says, holech means he flipped the shlichut and made him into a shliach holecha. Doesn't work until it reaches her. Which one is it? Rav doesn't know. So what does Rav say? That she's not here, not there. Which means that if the husband dies before the get reaches her, we assume that she wasn't divorced. Well, if she wasn't divorced, she should be able to perform yibum with the brothers. No, we don't allow her to perform yibum with the brothers because maybe the divorce went effective immediately. If it went effective immediately, she's not allowed to perform yibum. So we say the only option is chalitza, but she has to get chalitza because she might not be divorced. And so Rav has a safek, and in that safek he says, chalitza, no yibum. Va itmar. Didn't Rav also say, holeich mane leploni, take this 100 shekel, I own money. The debtor is sending money back to the creditor. He says, take this 100 zuz back to the creditor. Shani chayav lo, because I owe him that money. Amarav, chayav ba'achariyuto. He says that the debtor is responsible for the money until it reaches the hand of the creditor. V'balakzor inu chuzer. But if he wants to back out of it, he can't back out of it. That means that immediately the shliach accepts it on behalf of the creditor to the point where the debtor can't back out of the payment. That means that Rav thinks that it happens immediately. Just the opposite of what he said before. So Gemara says, no. You don't understand. The cases are different. Hotam safek mamona. Whatever we're doing, safek mamona, lekula. Lekula here is not the right term to use. I'll explain it in a second. Hotam safek yisura lechumra. As far as the case of chalitza, it's very easy to understand. He has a safek. And safek yisura, we go lechumra. So what's the chumra? Chalitza no yibum. We worry about the fact that the get wasn't effective. She needs chalitza. Oh, if the get's not effective, she can perform yibum. We won't let that happen because maybe it was a get. If it was a get. So we go to chumra by dine erva. And because of that, we do chalitza and that's it. On the other hand, by mamon, what is going on here? The creditor never asked the debtor to send the money in this manner. And since he never acquiesced or agreed to that, you can't make the creditor responsible for money that he never asked to be sent in this manner. The creditor is only responsible for what he agreed to. He agreed, get me my money. The my money means in my hands. He didn't appoint any agent to do it on his behalf. On the other hand, the agent here, where the guy said take it to him, becomes an agent for him in the perspective of Hamotzi Michavero Alav Haraya, which is that once he hands it over to the agent, a person can be zocher for someone, afilo shalom idato. You can be zocher shalom bifanav. You can be zocher on someone's behalf, even if they're not there. So here, when the shliach accepts the money and goes to take it to him, then maybe that's already a zchiyah. And that zchiyah means that the creditor already got the money, as far as the inability of the debtor to retract it. And so that's basically the chumrah in both cases. Go the chumrah in the yisura, which means du chalitza, not yibum. And the chumrah in the mamon case is basically, you can't back out of it anymore. Why can't you back out of it? Because amosim mechavero alav araya. And so now, if you want your money back and you want to stop the payment from going through, you got to prove to me that the agent didn't accept this and acquired on behalf of the creditor. And so what Rav says is, I have a safek in both cases. The safek, in Yisura, I'll just go to chumrah. By mamon, there's no such thing as a chumrah and a kula because one of the parties always is the chumrah and one's the kula. I mean, depending on whose perspective you're looking at. So what it means, the kula over here means that I'm just not going to allow the debtor to back out of it because of the possibility that there was already an acceptance here. And therefore, that safek generates a requirement of motzi b'chavero l'avarayan. He can't get the money back. Amarav. Eina isha oseh shliach lekabel la gita miyad shliach bala. This is a gemara that we saw back on Daf Chavdalet Amun Aleph, which is that if the husband sent an agent to give the get to the woman may not appoint a shliach to accept it on her behalf. You can't have a meeting of the shlichim and the passing of the get from one agent to another agent. Reb Chinina Amar, Isha Osa. Shliach lekabel la gita miyad shliach bala. On the other hand, the woman does have the ability to create an agency, and the two agents will meet. Meaning that it has to get from the husband to the wife. It can go directly from the husband to the wife. It can go from the husband's agent to the wife. It can go from the husband to the wife's agent, or it can go from the husband's agent to the wife's agent. In all those cases, it's passing from the husband to the wife, and it's fine. My time with the Rav. The one's position is more difficult than Rav's position over here. B'chanina is a very straightforward position, which is husband to wife. Doesn't matter how that happens, and it can happen through two agents as well. Rav says you can't have an agent-to-agent divorce. Why? Because it is an embarrassment to the husband, which is an interesting idea. We spoke about it back on Chav Dalet when we saw this gemara for the first time. The husband over here is giving it to a shliach olacha to take the get, and he expects the shliach to hand it to the woman directly. He does not expect that the woman is not going to be, quote-unquote, good enough to show up and take the get from the shliach. When she sends an agent, that's an offense to the husband that she doesn't accept it herself, but rather sends an agent to go pick it up. That she can't even be bothered to pick up the get, that's an affront to the husband. Now again, it's definitely in a society where these types of things were very meaningful in terms of a hierarchical society, or the intent of the husband for the woman to be embarrassed by the fact that she has to accept it directly and she can't just do it through an agent. Whatever the reasoning behind the husband is he wants that to happen directly with the woman, and he doesn't accept the fact that this woman now made an agent and doesn't accept it directly. And that's an embarrassment to him, and therefore he doesn't allow that to go through. Or, yibaitema, shum chaserah bada achar mikan. Or it's a gzeira because of chasera that happens after the fact. Again, we saw back on Chavdalid, Rashi and Tosfot explained it a little differently. But over here, the case is that the husband puts the get into a chaser. And then the woman buys the chaser. So now it went from the husband to the wife. But when the husband put it in the chaser, the wife did not own the chaser then. So that means that the husband released the get and put it into a third party's property. The woman then bought the property and it goes into her hand. The problem is it's not a good get because it passed through the third party's chaser in the interim. What we're afraid of is if she appoints an agent after the husband appoints an agent, then basically you are creating a similar type of case. It's not exactly the same because over here it goes from agent to agent and therefore it's really going from the husband to wife directly. But it simulates a situation in which the wife does something after the fact that allows the get to go through. But she's going to say, Mali shliach, mali chatzer. Why does it matter that I appointed a shliach afterwards and it works? I can buy the chatzer and it also will work on my behalf. The answer is that's not, because by the chatzer, there was an interim ownership which blocked the get from going through. By the shliach, by the agency, there's nobody in between. There's just the direct agency in both cases. But because it looks like that, we worry about extrapolating from that case to chatzer, and we don't allow it because of that. She's viewing it as simply that I can take an action after my husband's taken an action and the get is good. So in one case she appointed a shliach after her husband appointed a shliach. In one case she buys a chatzer after her husband put it there. So she thinks, as long as I take action afterwards, the get goes through. The answer is it's different, like you're saying, obviously, because one case there was an interim ownership and one case there wasn't. But they're afraid that she won't be so clear. So my benayu, what's the nafka mina between them? Ik benayu de kadma ihi vishavya shliach mikara. She appoints her agent first. Then there will be no confusion. There's still bizayon de baal, but there will be no confusion about this getting mixed up with chatzer, the acham came, because she appointed her agency first. That's equivalent if she bought the chatzer first. If he throws it into that chatzer, it is a good get, because that's her chatzer, and then going directly from him to her. And so that would be the one nafkamina. Tosfot says there's an easier nafkamina, which is simply if the husband doesn't care that a shliach picks it up. Meaning if the husband is not bothered by the fact that an agent picks it up on the other end, then that's also a nafkamina between them, because as far as bizayon is concerned, there is no bizayon. As far as chatzer le'achamikain, that chashash still exists, because the fact that she appointed the shliach after the husband appointed the shliach. So he said, the husband says that'd be another nafkamina that you could bring over here. Other Rishonim say that the Gemara many times just picks one nafkamina, just to give you an example of what's the difference between these opinions. Ha'ugaver, the shadol la'gita le'debitu, there was this individual that sent a get to his wife. Azo shlicha, Ashkecha kiyatva v'kalisha. She was sitting there and working, kneading. Amarla helach gitech. He says, "Here's your get. Take it. The husband sent me to give you the get." Amarle haliyavi biyadcha. She says, "You accept it on my behalf because she's engaged and she can't do it on her own." So she says, "You know what? Do me a favor. Accept it for me." Amar Rav Nachman emita to the Rabbi Chanina. He says, "If we hold like Rabbi Chanina." Avdi ba'uvda. I would have passed in halacha that it's a good get. Rabbi Chanina says that both parties can have an agent, and since the agents met, then it's a good get. So he says, if I knew for sure the halacha was like Rabbi Chanina, I would have said this get is a good get. Amar le Rava. Rava says, what are you talking about? Ve'im ita the Rabbi Chanina, avad ba'uvda? You would have passed, and even if Rabbi Chanina is right, and you're allowed to go from agent to agent, there's still a problem here. Halo chazra shlichut etzla ba'al. Again, something we saw back in Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. A shliach is only a good shliach when he can go back and report that he carried out his agency. Over here, the agency of the husband is terminated before he can ever tell the husband that he did his agency. Because by flipping the agent to become the agent of the woman, then he's changed his colors, he's changed his job, and when he changes his job, he already stopped being the shliach for the husband. So now, it reached her hand, but he can't report back to the husband. If he can't report back to the husband, he wasn't a good agent for the husband. An agent is only as good as the fact that he can report that he completed his agency. If he loses his agency by the fact that he now switched to become the agent of the woman, then he can't report back to the husband. He has to have the ability to report back in order to be an agent. They sent it over to Rabbi Ami, and he says, like Rava said, which is that it didn't. You can't have an agency if you're the Baal, because the agent can't complete his mission for the Baal. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar, they sent it to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, and he said, Yashay b'davar. He said, let's sit on this. I'm not sure. Let us think about it. Hadar shalchua kamei to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. They sent it again to Rabbi Chiya bar Abba to find out what he decided after he sat on it. Amar, kohani shalchula va'azli. Keichad im smecha lehu didido, hachanami im smecha lan dididan. So he says, just like you don't know what the answer is, we also don't know what the answer is. Meaning that, just like it's a safek to you whether Rava's right or Rav Nachman's right, we also have that same problem. We can't come to a conclusion as to whether he's right. Which is basically in the safek, we go safek to chumra. And safek to chumra means it's not technically effective except for the fact that if the husband dies in the interim, we assume she can't do yibum, she can only do chalitza. As far as her being divorced, we're not sure she's divorced at this point. So again, but if her husband dies, she's technically freed. We just don't know how she got freed. We don't know if she got freed by the husband's death or by the get. Therefore, she does chalitza and no yibum. In the interim, she can't get married because of this safek that exists. She'd need another get in order to release her. In a case where the husband doesn't pass away, then we require both things. We require a get and chalitza. So now, obviously, you can't have both. A chalitza is only applicable when the husband dies. It gets only applicable when the husband is alive. Basically what he's saying is, if the husband's alive, we make him give another get. If the husband already passed away, we make him do chalitza and not yibum. So that means that we have safek lechumra in both cases. Tarte, how could it be that you do both get and chalitza? The answer is, like we said, get michayim, chalitza lachar mita. Hayid abu karola nafa'ata. The name of the woman was nafa'ata. Azul sade katuv tafa'ata. They went ahead, the husband instructed them to go write a get to his wife. They write the wrong name down. So now, what is the story? He empowered the shlichim to go write a get. They write a get, but they wrote the wrong name in the get. The get is clearly problematic and is pasul. Can the shlichim, when they realize their mistake, go ahead and write a new get? Are they empowered to write one get? And that's all they're empowered to do? If they get it wrong, it's wrong, and they're done, and they have to be re-engaged as agents now? Or is the husband's instruction to the shlichim, get a get that is a kosher get, and therefore they can keep doing it until they get it right? So I'm Rav Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta Mishmei Derav, Asu Edim Shlichutan. The Edim are terminated. They did what they were supposed to do. They can no longer do it. Meaning that when they got it wrong, they got it wrong, and that's it. If they need a new get, they got to go back to the husband to be reappointed to get the get right. Matif La Rabba, Mikam Arluk Tuvu Chaspo Havula. He didn't instruct them to write a piece of shard of pottery and give it to her. They asked them to write a get. A get's only a get if it's a kosher get. They wrote something that's meaningless, then they didn't do what he asked them to do, and their agency is still intact. Elam Rabo, Vadai, Ikatuv Sade Gita, Ma'alyo, Ve'avod, Asue Dim Shlichutam. Clear here, if the Edim went ahead and wrote a kosher get, and then a shliach took it and lost it, that they can't go now and write a new get. Because they carried out the instructions completely that they were supposed to do. They were supposed to create a kosher get. They created a kosher get. Their agency has been terminated now. The shliach olacha is a separate issue. And now that he lost it, they can't now write a new get. They don't have power to do that. You're right. If they wrote a non-kosher get, they can rewrite the get because they didn't do their instructions yet. They didn't write a kosher get. Matkiv la Rav Nachum, mikam al huk, tovu v'anchua b'kisaychu. Wait a minute. Rav Nachman asked a similar question, which is, he didn't tell them to write the get and then put it in your pocket. He told them to write a get and get it to the woman. If that's the case, when it got lost on the way, it's also not a completion of their agency, and therefore they should be able to write again and do it. Elam Rav Nachman, kodvim v'notnin afilu mea pamim. You can write it and give it even 100 times. Meaning, you keep doing it until you get it right. Now, Tosfot over here says, nearer the re, heichad zelo ne'avad a get. It's only a case where the get was not lost. Ella, shemisupakim bo imnaseki tikun. Ilav. If they're not sure if the get is kosher or not. Dein lasot acher, shariyasu shlichutam imhu kasher. Because if they was kasher, they did what they were supposed to do. Lefikach tov, lamedet abal, shietzaveh lasotu kmo shiirtsu, ad shietzu menasafek. He says you should teach the husband to say to the shlichim, do whatever you have to do to get the get there, basically. Which is then he empowers them, even if there's a safek, even if there's a problem on the way, they'll make sure that the get gets there and it's kasher get. Because if he gives them specific instructions, then when you start running into problems along the way, then we start worrying about whether they really have the right to write it in again. Was it possibly kasher the first time and therefore they can't do anything? You run into spekot that you do not want. So now, Bamine Rava mi Rav Nachman, Rava asks Rav Nachman, Kitvu utnu lishliach. He says to them, write it and give it to an agent. Mahu sluke salikluhu. He only empowered them to a certain point, which is write the get, then give it to the shliach. He didn't empower them to get the get to the woman. And therefore, as soon as they write the get, they're out of the picture and they cannot be involved anymore. Oh, dilma latircha didu chaysh. Or maybe he was just being easy on them, which is, he really would have been happy if they took the get all the way to his wife, but he realizes that they may not want to do that, so he employed someone to take it for them. But if they decide that they really want to be nice and carry it all the way, that they could do it. If he says to take it to her, what's the din? Teku. We don't know. Rashi explains over here. Im tim salam or bahach. If you conclude in the first case, delo amar elo kitvu betnu l'shliach, v'im katvu v'natnu lo, v'avad dasu shlichutam. If you conclude in the first case that they're out of the picture when he says, write it and give it to a shliach, as soon as they give it to the shliach, they're out of the picture and they can't write it again, they can't do anything, they can't be involved. Then they did what they do. Vasu. Hachamai. Me and Reuven came to Amar Kizvu v'tenu l'shliach v'yolichla. They say he says it in this manner. Write it, give it to the shliach, and he'll take it there. Asan shluchim nachzor v'lichtov ad she'yagil yada. Then he empowered them because he basically told them kitvu utnu v'yolichla. You have the three jobs. Write it, give it utnu v'yolichla, and he will take it to her. So now, what is their job now, because he didn't specifically instruct them to give it to the shliach, they instructed that the shliach will take it. So now, did that mean that he also terminated their shlichut at that time, as soon as they give it to the shliach? Or is he basically saying to them, the shlichut is to get it to her, odum aloshna, or maybe it makes no difference, here he leaves it as a teiko, we don't know whether v'yolichla terminates their shlichut at that point, or simply an added benefit that if they don't want to take it, here's a guy who will take it to her. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, that's the end of our Mishnah. Af Omeret Tuli Giti, Im Ratza Lachzor Lo Yachzor. If she says Tuli Giti, go get my get, the husband doesn't have a right to take it back. Tan Rabbanan, Tuli V'Sali V'Yehili B'Yadcha Kulan Lashon Kabbalahin. Basically, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, all of these are languages of acceptance. That's why the husband can't back out of it when he hands the get to the shliach at that point, because he's a shliach the Kabbalah. And what Rav Shimon Gamliel says is Tuli is a lashon of Kabbalah, not a lashon of holacha. And so too, all these others, v'sali, v'yele, b'yadcha, all of these are lashonot of Kabbalah, and that's why Rabbi Shimon Gamliel believes you can't back out of it once you reach that point. Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samachim Omud Bet.